One time when the Buddha summarized his teachings, he ended with the phrase, commitment to the heightened mind. In other words, you want to lift your mind above its ordinary concerns. First, as you're getting the mind into concentration, you lift it up. You're above the concerns of the world. Because you have work you've got to do in here, in your mind. You don't want to get distracted by the affairs of the world. Because what does the world have? There's gain and there's loss. There's status, loss of status. Praise and criticism, pleasure and pain. It goes round and round like that. You can't get anything solid or lasting out of those things unless you use them to develop the mind. Otherwise, you just spin around. You spin around too much, you get dizzy. They're like gears in a machine. If you're not careful, you get caught in the gears and they can smash you. So you've got to lift your mind above those concerns. You've got important work to do here. That's where you have to lift your mind again. Because you find as you get the mind to settle down, there are other voices in the mind that say, no, I've got other things I want to think about. Your greed has its reasons. Aversion has its reasons. Delusion has its reasons as well. We're trying to pull you down. So you've got to lift your mind above your defilements. All these conversations running in the mind about this is this and that's that and this is important and that's important. What's really important is the purity of your mind. So another part of that summary of the Buddha's teachings, he said you want to cleanse your mind so that it's thoroughly clean and bright. So work on that. That's where your real work is, where your real duties are. So whenever anything threatens to pull you down, remind yourself you're committed to heightening your mind, lifting above those things. Because the world just pulls you in. If you're not careful. So don't leave anything that it can pull. Get the mind still. Work on right view as to where your suffering is right now. What is the suffering? Where is it coming from? Work on those problems, because those are your real problems. And they're problems you can solve. The work of the world never gets done. You finish it today and tomorrow there's more. You finish it tomorrow and the next day there's more. Both the work in the Dharma, the work in your mind, that can come to an end. It's work that can achieve completion. And it's your responsibility. So, focus your attention here on lifting your mind. Whenever you feel it's being dragged down, lift it up again. Be committed to the heightened mind, devoted to the heightened mind. That way you have a chance of realizing how good the Buddha's teachings are. They impose duties on you, but the duties are not really imposed. They just mention these are your duties if you want to find an end to suffering. The world can't promise the end of suffering, but the Dharma can.